I think what got you fascinated with this whole concept, and you know, you are the co-author, and your direction was critical in this book, because without you, Bill, it wasn't going to happen. I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, was it my aunt, my late aunt, Dr. Shafika Caregula, who wrote her own book, Breakthrough to Creativity, her work in telekinesis and telepathy and everything. Is that what got you fascinated with this and what I do?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. I mean, there's a very specific reason. Shafika, Dr. Caregula, didn't just study this. She took a career that was a standard off-the-shelf career as a psychiatrist, and she read about Edgar Cayce, and she said, there's something to this. And so she followed the intellectual trail at first, which led her to various places around the world, and then she actually discovered through her own research that we said earlier that she took the para out of the paranormal and said there is a frequency of human interaction that people every day don't really see, but it's there. It's as palpable. It's real. It's just like you can't see infrared unless you're wearing a certain kind of goggles. You can't see ultraviolet unless you shine a light on it, right? Well, this is the same thing. You have to put a certain kind of vision on, and then you'll see it. Well, so that fascinated me. Then in Ingo Swann's book, Penetration, and we'll talk to Paul Smith about this in a little while, mm-hmm. In Ingo Swann's book, Penetration, he says that after he saw, and he, you know, there are a lot of bombshells here, he remote viewed the moon. When he remote viewed the moon, the aliens on the moon that he saw in some kind of a factory turned around and looked at him. Like, they knew he was there. He disturbed the force, right? So they see him. He breaks the remote viewing connection, flees back to his normal everyday life, and then sees an alien in a supermarket down in Hollywood. I think I remember the supermarket myself. But anyway,
what a bizarre story that was, Bill, huh?
What an incredible story. So who does he go to? Shafika Caregula.
Yep.
That's
he loved
who he
her.
Goes to.
He loved her.
He loved her. And what did she say? Oh, yes, Ingo, I knew all about those aliens. And she drops the bomb on him that she had worked for various intelligence agencies. In other words, all the way back in the 1950s, when she was actually one of the people who was a modern Madame Blavatsky promoting what became New Age in California 15 years later, she'd been working with intelligence agencies who told her about the aliens, and so she and Ingo Swann bonded over that, and Ingo Swann basically headed for the hills. So there's this correspondence, this connection between her book, between Ingo Swann's book, and between all the stories that I'd heard about remote viewing. Then you and I spoke to Paul Smith, who we're going to meet again, for UFO Magazine in a great series of interviews, and Paul Smith basically in his own way talked about Ingo Swann and the very same kinds of things, obviously other incidents, but the very same kinds of things that Ingo talked about. So in other words, there was something there. And so when we talked about this, I said there's obviously a much larger story to this whole issue of what's going on beyond our five senses, and is there a sixth, seventh, eighth sense that we have? Can we learn to use it? And what happens when we do? And that became Worker in the Light, which really is the Law of Attraction 101.
How do you compare it with, and it is not nearly as successful as The Secret, but how do you compare The Message?
Very basically, I say this. You don't give a kid a box of matches and say to a kid, look, I want you to take these matches and build a nice campfire outside. The kid's going to get burned unless the kid knows how to use matches. What The Secret is talking about, and again, we talk about it in Worker, this is actual hard science. It's not woo-woo, it's science. The science is, Paul's going to talk about this again, the science is that we live in a universe in which there is an order beyond the order we can perceive, almost like Plato's world of the forms, it's the explicate order, in which everything exists at the same time. And we live in a universe in which human beings, Heisenberg said this all the way back almost 100 years ago, that by our predilection for what we're going to see, a wave or a particle, that a quanta of existence can either be a wave or a particle. Now, our looking at it makes it so. And various waves and particles, various quanta, have their duplicates and triplicates and quintuplicates across the universe. Non-locality. So in other words, if you just go right down to the core element here, what if you think it, it will be. Mm-hmm. Now that's an amazingly powerful statement. We could talk about George Hoover and the Office of Naval Intelligence, who told me the same thing about the ETs that are not really ETs, but the point is that's the message. Now, if you think it, it will be. There was a motion picture years ago called Forbidden Planet. On Altair 4, the residents of that planet decided they would build a machine that would create their wishes and thoughts and hopes and dreams and bring prosperity to the planet. Remember Walter Pigeon and Anthony?
Walter Pigeon, a classic old-time movie.
Nielsen. Okay, so what did they do? They created this machine. But what slipped into the machine? Not their hopes and dreams and thoughts and well wishes. It was, as you wrote about in Worker, with that story, and which is up actually on the website now, it was the dark side. Their fears wound up in that machine, and they created the id monster who wiped out the race. Now, in The Secret, they talk about, be careful, what you wish for, and sometimes what you wish for you're not aware of, will be the thing that will happen when you use this law of attraction. Well, that's exactly what people are finding out. Here's where Worker differs fundamentally with that. We talk about the same science. We talk about the same abilities of human beings. You and I and everybody in the listening audience tonight has the ability to bring things into existence. And we point to an experiment, I think, at University of Montreal that's reported in the Journal of Scientific Exploration, specifically talking about this. People have this ability to bring it into existence. The world is something we can create. But be careful what you create, because you can create something you think your subconscious is telling you that you want, but is really quite fearsome. In Worker, what we say is, no, before you start creating a reality, here's what you really should do. And we start with some of the most basic elements of training your mind to reach out to the positive and not the negative, because the positive and the negative are both there, and human beings are capable of touching both and do so every day. So we really start. So before you use the law of attraction, you should learn how to be a worker in the light.